We are learning Maseches Bava Metziah. And in Bava Metziah, we are up to Chaf Dalet Amid Beis. Yesterday, we saw two different Gemaras about people who are going in various marketplaces. And the question is asked, what would happen if you would find a wallet in this marketplace? So the Gemara says that in the case of the oatmeal market, I think that's the way Yoni translated it yesterday, so you get to keep it. But if a Jew gives a simin, you have to return it to him based on the idea of lefnim mishuras hadin. In the next Gemara, so they're going in the leather tanner's market, or they are going alternatively in the rabbi's market.
Still going.
What? Tosfos HaRosh says it's still going. We'll talk about that in 1 second. That's exactly the first point I wanted to make. But they're walking either in the leather tanner's market or in the rabbi's market, and they ask, what about if I find a wallet? Zakti Gemara, you get to keep it. Right? Let's say I give a simin. Right? So the Gemara says, I still get to keep it, etc. And even though you give a simon, it doesn't help you, it still belongs to the finder. That's what the Gemara says. We ask the question, shouldn't there be a din of lefnim mishuras hadin? And we saw the Mordechai quoted from the Ravya that there's no lefnim mishuras hadin because it is a poor person. Now, Stephen Gilbert just pointed out, he says, 1 second, in this case of the rabbi's market, l'cha'ira, that sounds to me like it is Rov Yisrael, and shouldn't this therefore be used to prove that by Rov Yisrael, still Reb Shimon ben Elazar says you follow Rov? So Stephen says, well, the Tosfos HaRosh comments that it's LD. LD stands for?
Lav Davka.
Not learning disabled. Lav Davka. It's Lav, right? Shimmy, that's my first good line of the year as far as you're concerned, right? Huh? Well, everyone has ADHD. I have mamish nuzitz flesh. I don't know if you notice this. But the fact is, right, even though we're talking about the rabbi's marketplace, we are referring to, I would say, goyish rabbis, no? Or are we referring, the rabbis are frequenting the area, but still mostly goyim. Look in the Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara, though. You see, on the side of most of our Gemaras, we have Rabbeinu Chananel.
Yeah,
Rabbeinu Chananel was a North African.
Is a
Rebbe of the Rebbe of the Rama. Rabbeinu Chananel died probably in the year 960. He is, according to tradition, one of the Arba Shavuyim, and there was a boat, and four captives were on the boat, and the boat capsized, and they brought Torah to all of North Africa. Rabbeinu Chananel was Chananel ben Chushiel of Kairouan. Kairouan is in Tunisia, no?
Oh.
That's where you're from, right?
What?
Yeah,
my grandmother.
Yeah? Your grandma's from Kairouan?
She's from Tunisia.
From Fet? From where in Tunisia? So it could be that you're a descendant of Rabbeinu Chananel. That would actually be cool. And again, there are different versions about whether Dali Shavuyim was Rabbeinu Chananel himself, or maybe it was Chushiel, the father of Rabbeinu Chananel. But be it as it may, Rabbeinu Chananel, the side of the Gemara that begins, V'hode Rabba, D'Amar Lei Rav Nachman, Mata Arniki B'Shuka D'Rabbonon. You see it? Okay, so on my Rabbeinu Chananel's, it is, I don't know, like halfway through the column.
Yeah.
It begins, V'hod Rabba. Does anyone see it? Should I help you find it? You got it? People in the back, you got it? You found the Rabbeinu Chananel? So look at the Rabbeinu Chananel. There's an interesting line in this Rabbeinu Chananel, Chevra.
Okay, fine.
So Rabbeinu Chananel paskins halacha lema'ase, right? Rabbeinu Chananel paskins halacha lema'isa that we follow Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that even by Rov Yisrael I get to keep it. In other words, if I lose an item in a very public area, even if it's, I don't know, the pedestrian mall between Gluck and First Hall, by people hanging out there all the time, but it's Rov Yisrael, I presume?
Yeah.
Zokt Rabbeinu Chananu, I get to keep it because halacha k'Rab Shimon ben Elazar even by Rov Yisrael. You see that? That's a chiddush in the Rabbeinu Chananu. He bases this chiddush on the Gemara of Shuka D'Rabbanan. There is going to be another Rishon who also agrees with this Shita, and that will be the Ravid, but we will encounter the Ravid in a few minutes. Right, so the Svara is that even though it's Rov Yisrael, I'll say the Svara now the way the Meiri seems to say it on our Sugya. The Meiri says that even though it's Rov Yisrael, even though there's a lot of Jews around, but it's a very public area, and there are some Goyim. So if I lose an item in a very public area, I'm Choshesh that maybe the person is going to find it will not be named Yanko, but will be named Jesus. And when Jesus finds it, right, Jesus is not Jewish, so right, I'm going to give up on this item. I'm going to be Miyaish on the item because I think that maybe it was found by Jesus. That's the way the Meiri seems to say it on our Sugya, and that's why by Rov Yisrael, right, even though it's Rov Yisrael, it's a lot of people, but it's mostly Yidden still, there are some Goyim. Consequently, if I would have a place that's called Yisrael, no? You have a place that there are no Goyim, so then you would not be Miyash at all. That's the way the Meiri learns.
Interesting that, I just can't understand that.
Why
would I be
Miyash?
Because maybe
Chayesh
found it.
Since it's a public... Okay, so the Vart is, it's a public area. In a public area, so I assume that the item will for sure be found. Point one. Point two, right? The type of people around this public area, both Yidden and Goyim. I think it's going to be picked up by a guy, right? Or remember, Tosfos said the Svara by Rov Yisrael in terms of Inshi Delomaili.
I'm saying, is there still Miyut? Why would you be?
The fact is, I'm Choshesh for some sort of Miyut because it's a public space. I know someone's going to find it, and there are some people who won't keep the Din of Hashabbos Aveidah the way they're formulated in Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, I'm Miyayish on the item that I lose in the public space. And that's the din. Let's go on, gentlemen. Hahu dio. Hahu. Actually, the word is probably not dio, but what?
Dio.
Dio is.
Dio
is. What?
A bird.
A bird. Which bird specifically? So it's an uzulter. Right, which is the bird that's called a daya. I believe a daya is assumed to be, right, it's one of the treif birds that's mentioned in the Torah in Parsha Shemini and Parsha Re'eh. It's assumed to be a raven, like in Baltimore. Like, what's his name? Like Ray Lewis. Right? That's what a daya is.
No, he makes other people daya.
That's actually not bad. That's not bad, right? Wait, we got a smile off you? Okay.
Oh, nice.
Hahu dayo, guys. Second wide line in the Gemara.
Right.
So a dayo is a raven. Dishoko bisre bishuka vishadye bitzanyosa de be bar mirevon. It takes the meat that is in the shuk and it dumps it in the tzanyosa. What are tzanyosa?
Dekalim,
meaning palm trees, of Bar Merevan, who's like a rich dude. Right, so this bird drops the meat in the trees of Bar Merevan. Also, Lekamida Baya, Amarle Zil Shkol Lenafshach. They come in front of Abaya. Abaya says, "Keep it, keep it." The raven took the meat, or took the took the meat and dropped it. So says Abaya, you get to keep it. Frek the Gemara, v'haruba di Yisrael ninhu. Why do I get to keep it? Most of the people around are Jews, because Bar Merevon is like in a Jewish area. So therefore, why do I get to keep it? Shamet minah halach Reb Shimon ben Elazar afilu Rov Yisrael. Does this tell me that I follow Rov even if most of the people around are Yidden? Zot the Gemara. No. Right? No proof. Remember, right? We know where the meat landed. It landed in Bar Merevon's area. We also know that Bar Merevon's area is Roiv Yisrael. Zot the Gemara. Does this prove that I follow Reb Shimon ben Elazar even by Roiv Yisrael? Because Abaye says you could keep it, yeah?
Ask a question.
That's fine.
Why does it matter what rove is anywhere if it wasn't lost by anybody around? It was dropped.
Well, the item was clearly lost, right?
It was
my meat used to be here. A bird comes, takes it away. So now my meat is lost.
But it was taken from a different place.
And therefore?
And therefore, you don't know what kind of place it was taken from. You don't know. You don't.
The Gemara says that I do know what type of place it was taken from. The Gemara says it was taken from the shuk.
Right, we don't know what kind of shuk it was.
But it doesn't matter. The fact is, right now, this item is in a public area, is in Bar Merevon's stuff. It's a public area. If I would pasuk Reb Shimon ben Elazar only by Rov Nachrim, so I would not be able to keep this piece of meat. Yet Abaye says I get to keep the meat, right?
Why are you saying? I thought the emphasis was that it was lost because it was found. I thought the whole thing was
since it's found in an area, since the item is now located in an area that's Roiv Yisrael.
It's all about whether the loser
died. So I'm a yaish on the meat because I know that my meat went away and I know that it landed in a big public area of Roiv Yisrael. Also, I'm a yaish on it. Isn't that what Abaye is saying?
No, I thought that. Not that where it lands. I don't know where the bird took it. All I know is that I lost in the ship. No, that's the answer. The answer is the guy that found it saw where it came from.
Yeah. Well, no. You skipped a step. The Gemara the Gemara first wants to prove that I follow Reb Shimon ben Elazar by Rov Yisrael. Zok the Gemara. No proof. Because Shani Dayo de Kizuto Shoyam Dummy. Right, the dayo, the bird, is like zuto shoyam. In other words, the only time that there's a machlokes between Reb Shimon ben Elazar and the Chachamim, there is a machlokes, but we have a question. The Chachamim argue. We have a question: did they say it by Rov Kenanim or even by Rov Yisrael? That's only on a regular lost item. But an item that is swept away, and then that's zuto shoyam, so everybody is masking that even b'mokim roiv Yisrael, you get to keep an item of zuto shoyam. Right? Zuto shoyam is not a din of yeyush. L'cha'ora, the pashtus in this Gemara is that zuto shoyam is a gezeres hakosov, that it's matir, the item. The only discussion of Shimon Elazar and the Chachamim is when I have a yeyush situation, no? When I have a yayer situation, so this case of zuto, this case of dayo, says the Gemara, it's not a din of yayush, it's a din of zuto shel yam. Right? It's mali. What difference does it make if the water sweeps it away, or if some New York City pigeon comes and takes it and sweeps it away? Right? It doesn't matter. The item is swept away. So says the Gemara. That case where the item is swept away by the bird, that's like zuto shoyam, and therefore everyone would agree that even though it's Rov Yisrael, it's going to be permitted to keep. Right? So far, so good?
Psych.
Inside. Yeah?
I'm just not sure I completely understand the question in the first place. Why?
This item. And is it in Rov Yisrael or Rov Akum?
I don't think it's in Rov Yisrael, that's what we're saying. But
okay.
I don't know why it matters, since what Stefan said.
Because it matters, because in the Hagam, you know, the Gemara, we think the reason I'm allowed to keep it is because the item is now found in the public area. If it's an item found in the public
area.
Right. And therefore, we think it's a raya that Rishon ben Elazar made a statement, even by Rov Yisrael. Zot the Gemara, you learned wrong pshat. It's not because the item's in a public area, but it's because the item is like a zuto shoyam. Right? And the pashtus in the Gemara is that zuto shoyam is not a din yeyush.
Okay.
Right? I think that's all.
I thought that the Rov Yisrael was where he dropped it, because how does this guy know where it ended up? The bird takes away, he doesn't know where it ends up.
So again, either I see where the bird is going.
You also know, perhaps, especially back then, like, their bird's patterns.
Bird patterns?
Can I know exactly where to go, where to drop the meat?
I mean, Israel, they talk about the messenger birds, and the holder of pointing messenger birds.
Then they are also non-messenger birds that are hungry.
Okay, but you probably know the general...
My rally that has nothing to do where the meat came from is because the Maharsha points out that if you look in the Rush and you look in all the Rishonim, the way they quote the Gemara, they don't quote that the bird took it away from the Shuk. They just quote that it lands in the Tzan Yisod Bei Marmerevon. In other words, or that the only issue on the table is where it landed, and then the Gemara has a question of rove. Okay, but the Kitzer HaMa'aseh, the Gemara is saying that the Heter with the bird taking it away is based on Zuto Shoyam. So far, so good? Now the Gemara has a Shaila that impacts a very important halachic issue. Very important halachic issue, no? Tell you a story. A few years ago, I used to, my chavrusa when I was here in Rav Shachter's Kollel. My chavrusa for a couple of years was Rabbi Konigsberg. He's a rebbe in yeshiva also. So we learned Erevin and Yevamos together, and we used to learn in the base medrash where we learn in the mornings, and no one else from the Kollel learned in that base medrash. Basically, I was much younger than Rabbi Konigsberg. I'm like 10 years younger than him, but he was in the Kollel Elyon, and I was his chavrusa. I was learning with him, but everyone else was learning in the Kollel on this floor, on the third floor of. First hall, that's where the Kollel used to be. So there's like four or five guys only learning in that base medrash. Base medrash was very empty in the afternoon. It was great learning. So one day we walk out of the base medrash and we see that there is like some salami sandwiches on top of the garbage can. You know, the minhag in yeshiva is that you leave food on top of the garbage can for people to take. Right?
Very sanitary.
Very sanitary. But this is an old minhag that goes back mamish to the tikkun of Rishon. It's a very, very old minhag. So there were salami sandwiches on top of the garbage. Now, of course, we're good yeshiva guys, and who doesn't want a salami sandwich like at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the middle second Seder? Right? What else keeps you going? So we're thinking, are we allowed to eat the salami sandwich? Maybe... It's Basar Shinis Alim in Ha'ayin. Maybe it's usher to eat the salami sandwich because nobody had been... No one is around. Mamish, nobody's around. The whole base medrash, the only people in the base medrash used to be me and Rabbi Konigsberg. Rabbi Sabalowski used to learn himself. He never had chavrus, that's Rabbi Sabalowski. And Dov Linzer, who's now the Rosh Hashiva in Chovaveh, used to learn with Asaf Betnar. Those are the only five people who were in the base medrash in those years. It's a lot of fun, actually.
Rabbi Sabalowski was also in the
Kollel.
He was in the Kollel, yeah.
Were there a series of machleksim between Rabbi Sabalowski and Rabbi Linzer?
But Rabbi Sabalowski just used to sit there. It was like very weird. He would sit in the base medrash, and he would just sit there thinking. And then he'd like take out pen and paper and like write five pages, and
now.
Continue to think.
That's what he does now.
It's very weird. Dov Linzer used to like talk really loud, and he used to make millions of comments. He was like the life of the party. He was great.
Sounds like Kovei.
And both Dov Linzer and Asaf Bednarz. Asaf Bednarz is now a Rebbe in YU in Israel. He's the Rebbe in YU Israel. So Rabbi Bednarz and Rabbi Linzer were like caffeine addicts. They used to show up to Seder with like a 2-liter Mountain Dew and they used to just chug it. And it's like awesome. Good old days. Whatever. I like these stories, but you guys think they're boring. Fine. So the point is the Gemara then has a kasha. Frek the Gemara, how are you allowed to eat the meat? Right, the bird takes the meat, drops it in Bay Bar Merevon's date tree. Frek the Gemara, Ha'amar Rav, Bashas Shenis Alim in Ha'ayin is Osir. Right, Frek the Gemara, but meat, Shenis Alim in Ha'ayin. That what? How do I translate Shenis Alim?
Hidden.
That is hidden. It's a Nif'al or a Nitpa'el. It's like a weird Aramaic form. That's hidden is Osir. And for the Gemara, but Omed Viro Ehu. What's Omed Viro Ehu? Shelby?
You were watching it
You're watching it the whole time. So it's never nesalam in the ayin, right? It's like you're watching the bird with the salami sandwich flying, and you're like waving, "Hi birdie, hi birdie." But I get that. It sounds like a very unusual case. So this Gemara is making a few assumptions. Assumptions. Well, let me make one point, and I'll take questions. The Gemara says that the bird takes the meat and goes to Abaye, and Abaye says, "Keep it." Right? Abaye says, "Zilch gol nashach, keep it." So maybe the din is I could keep the meat, but it's non-kosher, I can't eat it. Maybe I have to sell it to a guy or something. Right? The Gemara is kasha, it's basar shenesama ayin, you can't eat it. So who says you wanted to eat it? Who says it's mutter to eat it? All he says is zilch gol nashach, take it for yourself. So you're saying the nefesh, like nefesh means maybe. Right? Maybe, but l'cha'ora, the Gemara seems to be assuming that the translation of this line of Zilshko L'nashach means it's mutter to eat. Yeah. Right? Even though I didn't have to say that, but the Gemara says it. Let me hear from Jonah, that's my seven.
I mean, if you're wrong about the halacha, but is the non-washed meat, does that apply when it's all Jews?
Yes! Yes. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the way the Torah begins, this is all Yerideya Simin Samach Gimel. Very important dinim. Yerideya Simin Samach Gimel. It says that Min HaTorah I follow Rov. No? Let's say there are 9 stores on Amsterdam, there are 10 stores on Amsterdam Avenue. 9 are Kosher, 1 is Treif. And I find a piece of meat on the street. Min HaTorah, it's Kosher. Right, I follow Rove. But midirabbanan, we don't follow Rove, right? Because it's a din of basar shenis ala min ha'ayin, which means the Gemara says that I'm choshesh for orvim and for shkatzim. That means I'm worried that this piece of meat, maybe it didn't come from Amsterdam Avenue, it didn't come from the local street. Maybe a bird came and brought this meat from here to there. Right, so maybe this meat is really coming from Schnippeshock. And everybody knows that in Schnippeshock, almost all the meat is treif. That's it in the Basar Shenis Al Ma'ayin. The Gemara is asking, is there Basar Shenis Al Ma'ayin? And for the Gemara, there isn't because it's Mukimta because you saw it. Yeah, comment?
It's a matter of the Basar Shenis Al Ma'ayin, before we end the Basar Shenis Al Ma'ayin. According to the Rebbe, we just passed it. That Rav Yisrael Allah is like original lesser. Why is the Gemara asking Kashi here? Oh, it's Rav Yisrael. When you go to Kimta, the whole sugya seems like, if you read the sugya simply.
Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan would tell me that what's going on in this Gemara is we have a Shiloh that passing Yishim laws by Rove Yisrael or not, and we keep on trying to bring rayas from different cases. But there are a few sugyas that even though we have a raya, we keep on going. And alternatively, I would tell you that in the previous sugya, there are two lashonos. Is it shuka de galdoi or shuka de rabbanon? So, right, we have to keep on going
proof.
Because
it's not a perfect proof.
Right, it's not a perfect proof, so we keep on going. Okay. Weiter? Now, gentlemen, halacha lemaisa, is that salami sandwich on top of the garbage in Zeis Min Hoel, is that salami sandwich permitted to eat or not? What's the din of basar shenis aleim min ha'ayin? Okay, you can ask a question, Yoni, if you've been a good boy. What?
How long does it have to be nis aleim min ha'ayin?
So Rashi has a shita that Rashi writes sha'a achas. Rashi in Chulin Dav Tzadi Hei
1 hour?
Says sha'achas 1 hour. Zok the Ritva there. Sha'a is lav davka, and it means kol shehu zman. Even if it's an infinitesimal amount of time, it's almost like the din of mayim megulim. Medina de Gemara. We don't have this din anymore. But Medina de what?
Or do
we don't have this din anymore? Go away. Right?
Very mounted. Is very mounted.
Who's Macbeth on there?
Now,
come on. No, it's the Vilna Gaon that face had such a chumrah. Even the Chazanish was Mesupik when he moved to Bnei Brak, which was like middle of nowhere, a desert, when the Chazanish moved there. He's Mesupik. Maybe there's so many snakes in Eretz Yisrael, they had to keep the din of Mayim Megulim. Even the Chazanish didn't keep the din.
Wow.
So I would tell any young guy in Yisodei HaTorah who wants to keep the din of Mayim Megulin, you know, first keep all the 613 mitzvahs,
oh, yeah.
And then
he does.
Right? Then we move on to like advanced stuff. But the fact is, like, just like Mayim Megulim, if I leave the water uncovered for a second, I'm worried that in that 1 second some snake came and put its venom. Here also, even if I turn around for a second, I'm worried that a bird, like, took it, dropped another one. Right? There's some like weird story about this guy who's on the airplane. And there's some story about this. I happen not to believe that the story ever happened. And what we'll talk about is whether it's true lahalacha. If I leave my salami sandwich on the airplane, I go to the bathroom and I come back and the salami sandwich is still exactly where I left it, do I have to be worried that it's Basar Shenesama Ayin and it's treif or not?
Yeah, because there are creeps on the plane that
never
touch your meat, right?
Viter.
Also,
so,
like,
dude.
I have a story about that. In high school, they used to, they had part of cookies, and one time I think they switched cookies with milk ones, and I came back and I realized I should have been watching it, and they said that they were going to try to
Last time I checked, cookies aren't meat, but...
No, but like a similar concept. Because
okay, it's a similar concept. And this din is true only by boss,
yeah.
Right? Only by meat. Fine. Now, so how do I paskin? Riff and Rambam paskin like the Pashtus and our Gemara. Our Gemara asks, didn't Rav say that Basar Shenesama Min HaAyin is Asur? The fact that Gemara is asking Akasha seems like the Gemara is saying, that's how we paskin. Rav said it, but we presumably paskin like Rav. So the Rif and the Rambam is in Perek Chesama Acholos Asuros, and the Rif, by the way, is referred to over here in our sugya by the Rav HaNemuki Yosef. Right? The Nemuki Yosef quote that the Rif holds at Basar Shenesama, it's like one line Nemuki Yosef, that the Rif holds that Basar Shenesama Min HaAyin is going to be Asur. Fine, that's what the Rambam and the Rif paskin. But most Rishonim from our tradition, Rashi, Tosis, Rashbam, etc., paskin that there is no Isser of Basar Shenes Alam and Ha'ayin, or there is only a limited Isser of Basar Shenes Alam and Ha'ayin that we'll discuss in a second. The Tor is interesting, like we've seen a few times, that the Tor says that the din of Basar Shenes Alam and Ha'ayin in fact applies. Right? By the way, the Nemuki Yosef writes over here, Mikan Laman Harif to Kaimal and Karav. Right? In other words, this is the source. Right? You're not going to see the Psak Halach in Chulin Adav Tzadi Hey, but you'll see it by learning Bava Metzia. That's why the Rif and the Rambam Paskins and Basar Shenes Alam and Ha'ayin is Asur. Tosfos has a study of Gersology that is relevant for the Psak Halacha. Let's look at the Tosfos Asur L'Kamei D'Rav. Asur L'Kamei D'Rav. You see the Tosfos, gentlemen? Asur L'Kamei D'Rav. Zotosis. Garsinon. Right? Now, whenever Tosfos says this is the correct Gersa, that means that there's some other Gersa that he is rejecting. We'll see that in a second. Our Gersa is Rav. Kedemash Rabbi Rishami Perek Ein Ma'amidin. Va'afilu l'sferin de'garzi abaye parach shapir mi basar shenes alam min ha'ayin. Meaning to say, and even if you have abaye as the text, still it's a good kasha. What Tosis means in this first line is as follows. Chumin daf tzadi hey, Rav tells me that basar shenes alam min ha'ayin is asur. That's Rav's statement. Therefore, our Gemara is saying, "Asa l'kamei d'Rav," that when the raven takes the meat, they go to Rav, and Rav paskins that you could eat it. So, frek the Gemara, but it's a stira in Rav. That is the way Tosfos prefers the Girsa, that it's a stira in Rav. The reason why Tosfos is saying this is because Tosfos holds la halacha that we paskin that basar shenes alam min ha'ayin is permitted. Right? Tosfos said this on the top Tosfos of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis also. The Tosis Diba Maso Macha Rosal Shel Dagim. Tosis holds Basar Shenis Ale Min Ha'ayin is permitted. It is only a Chumra Ba'alma, and it's only a Chumra Ba'alma according to Rav. Right? Tosis is like a double Chiddush. Even the opinions that say Basar Shenis Ale Min Ha'ayin is Usar, Zok Tosis, it ain't really Usar. It's only a Chumra that it should be Usar. Right? That's why Tosis said on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So our Tosis is saying that the correct Girsa is Rav, because really what we're asking is a Stira in Rav. But even if you have the Girsa of Abaya, still it's a good Kasha. I feel certain the Girsa Abaya par Shapi mibasa shenis ama ayin the afagav the lo kaim alon ki Rav ki depreciates le'el mi the par per gid hanosha ve Rav heich ochel beisra. Zotoy says, I have a raya that I don't pass like Rav. How? Because the lashon of the Gemara is, in Chulin, according to Rav, how do you eat meat? V'Rav hechi ochel bisra. Right? If the din would be that basar shenis alam in the ayin is usar, so I wouldn't ask, according to Rav, how do you eat meat? I'd ask, according to everybody, how do you eat meat? Right? So therefore, Tosa says, I don't pass like Rav, and still, mikom makom parach shapir. Nevertheless, it's a good kasha. In other words, even though we don't hold like Rav, still it's a good kasha. Why? The cave on the chazi hamotzi sha'ov hishlicham sham. Afilu man de polig arav ma'ida hacha de aser de emer nitala meir sheruba kenanim. Boom. Tosis is saying a yesoid. I really forgot my markers today. But Tosis is saying a yesoid like this. Zok Tosis. Ready? There's a machloikis. Basar shenis ale min ha'ayin usar emet. That machloikis refers to the airplane case. I'm eating my salami sandwich. I put it down on the tray. I leave. I come back. It's still there. Then there's a machloikis. Am I worried that somebody came, took the meat, right, and replaced it with some other meat? That's the machloikis basar shenis ale min ha'ayin. But when I know for sure that the meat was coming from somewhere else, then, Zok Tosis, everybody would say it's usur. If I have a bird flying with a piece of meat and dropping it, then even if ordinarily I hold, Herzog Tsushimi, even if ordinarily I hold that Basar Shenis Ale Min Ha'ayin is mutter, in this case it's for sure usur. The lashon of many Mishonim is this is a case of that there is a reyus solofaneinu. You know for sure that there's something bad. You know for sure this meat is coming from a different place. Where is it coming from? Well, most meat in the world is from Goyim, no? So I follow the rove and I assume that it's probably treif meat. Because I know for sure this meat has come from somewhere else. Even if in the immediate vicinity there's a rove of kosher, still I assume it came from far away. But that's what Tosis says. And therefore, the Gemara's answer of that you were watching it the whole time means and you saw that the meat came from a kosher place. So again, Tosfos is saying that even if I have the Girsa Abaye, still we have a good Kasha, because the Basar Shenis Ale Min Ha'ayin that we are talking about here is super duper Basar Shenis Ale Min Ha'ayin, the type of Basar Shenis Ale Min Ha'ayin that is usher in all situations. Yeah, Jonah. Even so, once I'm dealing with a bird flying, the meat could have come from anywhere. Even Yerushalayim is my Rov Nachrim, but whatever.
And then also, why then does the Gemara bring in this your case? Why do you not go
through? Well, because remember, the case was, the Gemara was trying to prove Rishon ben Elazar. See, there was a case of a bird, etc. So they asked Kasha, how come it's mutter? So they, right? Because of Basar Shenis Ale Min Ha'ayin. But that's what the Gemara brings it in. It's very logical why it's here in the Gemara.
No, but why? This would be a lot simpler of a case if it wasn't me.
Again?
To prove the point. The point of the Gemara isn't to prove.
But it happened. The case happened with me. It's a real case. That's what happened. Now, the Mi'iri says that you could have the Girsa of Abaye, but he doesn't want to say the Chiddush of Tosfos. The Chiddush of Tosfos is quoted as the Chiddush of the Rashbam. That's what the Rush quotes in Chulin. Right? Many Mishonim hold of this Chiddush. The idea is that when you know for sure, when there's a reyus of that, it came from somewhere else, then it's going to be osir. That's the way Tosis says it. The Me'iri has a different answer. The Me'iri says it like this. Abaye was a student of whom?
Rabba.
Rabba, right? Abaye is a student of his stepfather, Rabba. Rabba himself says that I do everything like Rav besides three things.
So the Me'iri...
What? That's not one of them, actually.
Right.
But
Rav is a student of Rabba?
Rabba follows Rav all the time. Rabba is a...
Who's a student of
the... Abaye is a student of Rabba. So Abaye is Rebbe. Rabba usually follows Rav.
Rabba usually
follows Rav, yeah. Right? So Memela, the Me'iri says that you could learn our Gemara, Abaye,
oh, wow.
But it doesn't mean that I'm paskining that Basar Shin is Alam and Ayin is Usr. I'm not going to go as far as the Rif and the Rambam who paskin that way, but Abaye follows in the direct halachic line from Rav. That's the way the Me'iri says it, which is like a chiddush. You hear that?
Yeah.
Abaye is a student of Rabba. Rabba says, I always follow Rav. So we're asking on Abaye, because Abaye has to hold like Rav. That's what the Me'iri says. Okay.
Is the Rush
disagreeing with Tosas? So I don't think so. There is a nuance of Lashon that's different. Why do you want to say that they're disagreeing?
I thought I read it. I might be wrong. But Tosas is saying that whenever you don't know where it came from, it's Usher. There were kosher for a bird that flew and brought it in. And the Rush saying, only when you see the bird.
I see that a bird came, so I'm worried it came from a place that Shtiyach Isser.
But if I just walk in, there's a piece of meat, I don't assume that it's from a bird.
If I walk in and there's a piece of meat, if I left the meat here, I don't assume that it was transferred. It's only a problem if there's a... I thought about this a lot this morning, but I think all the Rishonim are assuming the same type of idea. Only if there's a real reyus, only if I see that the meat moves from place to place, then I assume that the meat came from the treif area.
I didn't think that Tosas was saying that. I just thought Tosas...
That's what I thought Tosas was saying.
Because...
The kevan dechazi hamotzei sha'ov hishlicham sham...
So it's
based
on the bird?
I think so.
Okay, so I was wrong.
So now, halacha l'maisa, what's the din of basar shenis alam and ha'ayin? So there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch Siman Samach Gimel. First opinion is Rambam. Basar shenis alam ha'ayin is usur. If I leave a piece of meat, I turn my back for a second, it's treif. Second opinion is, if I find it in the same place I left it, it's kosher. Rama writes, Rabbi Moses Isserles died in the year 1572. Right? The Rama writes... That what? Zakli Ramah. That if the meat, that the minhug is that if you find the meat in the same place that you left it, they eat it that way. This is my heter every day, no? I have a babysitter at home. How am I allowed to eat the meat? My wife left out some chat meat on the counter today. Why? Because tonight we're going to have tacos. It's a good supper. I like tacos. Right? So, how can I eat the taco meat? Maybe the babysitter is going to exchange that thing of kosher meat for treif meat. The answer is, I leave it on the counter, I find it on the counter, Ashkenazi, Jewry, Paskins, it's mutter. We assume there's no iser of basar shenis amin ha'ayin. That is the minhag. But, if you see hokey pokey going on, see weird stuff, right, that the bird took the meat, so then it's mamish going to be treif. We seem to paskin like this tosis.
So we said that basar shenis amin ha'ayin has nothing to do with there being a non-Jew there. Even if there's no people around.
Right, even if no...
Well, do you have to...
You're right. If there be no one home at all, the house is mamish locked. Also. You're saying that also, no matter what. If I look away for a second, according to the Rambam, it's treif. You're right.
What?
But if I look away from it for a second...
Rambam holds that meat has to be guarded...
Always. Or kept in a sealed container.
And if you take it out and you're about to eat it, and then you go into the bathroom, wash your hands, and you come back, you can't eat it. I have a hard time eating it.
That's the din. Now, how do Ashkenazim know that we paskin that there's no Isser Basar Shenis Alam in Ha'ayin? So there seems to be on this Nekuda Machlekes Taisus and the Rush. Tosas says it's based on the Gemara in Chulin, because the Gemara in Chulin asks, how, according to Rav, who said this is a this amayin, how do you eat it? How do you eat meat? So Tosas is bringing a raya from a Gemara in Chulin. The Rush and the Rashba bring a raya from Bava Metzia 24b.
The next two Gemaras.
Next two Gemaras have cases. I find a gedi. I find a little goat or something that's shechted between Teveri and Tzipori. Or I find pragiot. What are pragiot?
Chicken cutlets.
Chicken cutlets. That are shechted chicken cutlets between. I think pragiot in the Gemara means little birds that you make chicken cutlets out of. Right? But I find the pragiot between Teveri and Tzipori. So it says that it's mutter. Right? What's the heter to eat it? From here, the Rosh and the Rashba prove that there's no Isser Basar Shinus Alim Min Ha'ayin. What?
Why should you not be worried about birds there?
So, I'm only worried about birds when I saw that the bird took the meat. I see the bird is flying with a piece of meat. But if I find a piece of meat on the ground, I'm not worried, right? That's what I mean. We paskin that we're not Choshish for that type of Basar Shinus Alim Min Ha'ayin. So therefore, it's going to be permitted. The Meiri disagrees with the Rush and the Rashba. Remember, the next Gemara says, I find a Gedi that is Shachot, being Teveri on the Tzipayri, Zok the Gemara, right? It's Mutter. Right? Says the Rush, this proves that Basar Shinus Alim Min Ha'ayin is Mutter. Says the Meiri, no Raya. Why not? Because there's a Simin on the meat. You see, the case in the Gemara probably isn't that I find a chicken cutlet, as much as Shimi likes to say the fragiot are chicken cutlets, but probably means I find a little bird. No? The pshat is I find a bird with its head severed. Now, to pardon the gruesomeness of the following two sentences, but the way Jews kill animals looks very different than the way a guy kills an animal. A Jew kills an animal by doing shchita, by taking the knife and cutting the neck. No? One, two. Chick-chack, boom. So the neck is going to be sliced right over here, right? A guy will kill an animal by either twisting the neck off like they do in the thing, so the whole thing is going to be severed, or by shooting it in the brain, right? A guyish, a killed animal, looks very different, right? I apologize in advance, the gruesomeness of this conversation, but a guyish, trafe animal will look very different than a Jew, a goyish animal, shechted animal, goyish killed animal, looks very different than a Jewish killed animal. So says the Meiri a tremendous chiddush. The Meiri says that he thinks that the case of the Gedi and the Pragiot, that I find between Tveri and Tzipori, that does not prove that Basar Shinus Alim Min Ha'ayin is mutter. Because the pshat is, it's clearly slaughtered the way Yidden slaughter. Chick chak, you see, like, by the way, if you ever saw Shita, right, you could see the neck afterwards, it's mamish, right? A very clean cut. Goyim don't do it like that. No, no, no. So therefore, there's a simin, and whenever there's a simin, it's mutter, that's the chiddush of the Meiri. Good? Ah. So frekt the Meiri on himself, but it's against the next Gemara. Ready? Remember, the Meiri is saying that there's no raya to Basar Shinus Alim Min Ha'ayin from the case of the Gedi and the Pragiot between Tveri and Tzipori, because I have a simin, the Shechita is a simin. So the next Gemara says, Reb Chanina, you have it? There's a two dots. Come, gentlemen. There's so much Torah to learn. Stuff is so good. Ready? Shelby, you with me? Hey, who thinks Torah rocks?
Pretty good.
Two, three, that's it?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Less than half?
I like it on Facebook.
This is awful. Who thinks Mada rocks?
What?
Mada's the best.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
that's already. That's complicated. Reb Chanina! Zot the Gemara. Six lines into the wide lines at the two dots. Reb Chanina, Matzah Gedi Shachot, Ben Tveri Letzipayri. He found a shechti gedi between the towns of Tiveri and Tzipori. V'hi tiruhu lo, and they permitted it for him. Right, he finds the animal. Reb Chanina finds the animal, and they say, Chanina, eskazuntahet, eat it. It's permitted. Amar Reb Ami, hitiruhu lo mishum mitziya k'mishum ben Elazar and mishum shchita k'mchanina benoish Reb Yesi Hagalili. They permitted it mishum mitziya. They said they are allowed to keep it. Because of Reb Shimon ben Elazar, that since the area is found in a makom shaharabim mitzuyim sham, you're allowed to keep it, and they permitted it that the shechita is good based on the statement of Reb Chanina, the son of Reb Yosi HaGalili, the Tanya, Haresha avdu lo gedaya v'tarnegolav. Let's say I lose my gedaya v'tarnegolav, my kids and my. Right? Chickens, right? And then I find that they are geshachten. Reb Yehuda says it's aser, Reb Chanina benosh, Reb Yosi Haglili, matir. So when they said that you're allowed to eat it, that's because they thought Reb Chanina benosh, Reb Yosi Haglili. You see, the machlokes over here is, if I had chickens, and I lose them, and then I found that they are geshachten, so Reb Yehuda says I can't eat that. Reb Yehuda denies the Shas principle of Rov Mitzuyin Eitzo Shchita Mumchen Hein. Reb Yehuda says, even though you see the animal is geshachten, but, right, who says it was shachted properly? But Reb Chanina, the son of Reb Yosi HaGalili, says that Rov Mitzuyin Eitzo Shchita Mumchen Hein, most of the people involved in Shchita are experts. And therefore we can assume that the Shchita was done in a kosher way. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rebbe, Nirin de Reb Yehuda k'shematzan ba'ashpa, v'dir Reb Chanina b'nosh Reb Yosi HaGalili k'shematzan ba'bayis." Okay, period, comma. In other words, now if you find the chickens in the garbage, then you assume it wasn't shechted properly, because the reason why it's in the garbage is they shechted it in a lousy way. But if you find it ba'bayis, then you assume it was shechted properly. So now the Gemara says, that indicates that it's Ruba Yisrael. So the answer is no, Rav Kananin, but Rav Tabchi Yisrael. Okay, whatever the point of this Gemara is, says the Me'iri, and that's what we were up to, the Me'iri says, one second, I just told you a minute ago that there's no problem of Basar Shenis Ali Min Ha'ayin on this Gedi. Why? Because I see the Shechita. So if that's the case, the fact that the neck is cut in a what seems to be a halachic way means I assume it was cut by a halachic observant Jew. I assume it's a kosher shechita. So if that's the case, so this din of harei shematzu gedayav, right, that are shechutim, the fact that it's kosher doesn't indicate that roiv mitzuyin etzor shchita are mumchen, but all it indicates is I have a simen that was shechted properly. I look at the neck. It's cut in the kosher way of cutting a neck. Right? It's not cut from the back, it's cut from the front. Right? The slit goes this way, not this way. Whatever, all of the indications are it was cut properly. So Tarek the Me'iri, why, right, if I follow the simen to tell me that there's no problem basar shenis ala min ha'ayin, why don't I follow the simen to tell me that's a good shechita? How can you prove, the Gemara in Chulin on Yud Beis proves that Reb Chanina, the son of Reb Yosi HaGalili, holds that Rov Mitzuyin Eitzav Shechita are mumchen? How can you prove that? Maybe it's just because there's a simen. That's the Me'iri's kasha. Good kasha?
I didn't get it.
Okay, let's say it again. The Me'iri says, remember, Rosh and Rashba prove that there's no problem basar shenis ala min ha'ayin because I see the gedi and it's kosher. That tells me there's no problem basar shenis ala min ha'ayin. Me'iri says, no, maybe there is a problem basar shenis ala min ha'ayin, usually, but over here, the case is I find a complete gedi with its head cut off, and the head is cut off in the normal halachic way, so I have a simen that shechita was done. Because that's the way Jews cut it. Right? So I have a simen that it's kosher, so I'm not worried about basar shenis ala min ha'ayin because I have a simen. That's what the Me'iri says. Good? So then the Me'iri asks on himself, one second, but if it's kosher because you have a simen, so how does the next Gemara prove that Rov Mitzuyin Eitzor Shechita are mumchen because Right? How can I prove that I find a piece of meat? Yeah. So I assume it was shechted by a good Jew. No! Maybe ordinarily if I find a piece of meat, I don't assume it was shechted by a good Jew. Only if I find a complete animal and the neck is severed in that halakhically proper way, only then do I assume it was a good shechita. That's the meanest catch.
We learn from here that all the slaughters are good. All the slaughters are good.
Gemara Chulin Daf Yud Beis. Reb Chanina, the son of Reb Yosi HaGlili, says Rove Mitzuyin Eso Shchita Mumchen Heim, and this is how we prove it.
How can you learn that? It's Shema.
Right.
It's
obvious it's kosher because the neck is severed.
Okay.
Right. That's the meanest kasha. Oh.
So
it's a good kasha. I have an answer. I have an answer that the crazy Uplesi gives. The crazy place was the Rebbe, Reb Yonason Abeshitz, no? We quoted him yesterday, or 2 days ago. Reb Yonason Abeshitz says, remember, there was a suffix in the Gemara, Simonim Doraisa or Simonim Dirabonon. The Gemara says, if Simonim is Dirabonon, it doesn't help for Isurim. What about for an Isur Dirabonon? Does a Simon Dirabonon help for Isur Dirabonon?
Yes.
So we wanted to say yes based on the Gemara by Stam Yenom. That, right? So we quote that Reb Yonason Abeshitz says yes. Right? And with that, we also quoted a Shev Shmaitza, who has a discussion about that, and that like brought back memories for you. So we'll leave the Shev Shmaitza. But the fact is that what? Rabbi Yonason Abeshitz, you know where he says that a Simen D'Rabbanan helps an Issur D'Rabbanan? Right here. Rabbi Yonason Abeshitz says that the Basar Shenis Alim in Ha'ayin is permitted because I see that the neck is severed properly. Because that's an Issur D'Rabbanan. So that Issur D'Rabbanan is permitted based on the simon that the neck is slaughtered properly. But an Issur D'Oraisa, if the animal is kosher or not kosher, that won't be permitted based on the simon.
You can still learn from this place. Wait,
so therefore I learned Mumchen, because in order to permit the Issur D'Oraisa that the animal should have been non-kosher, I need Mumchen. Okay, gentlemen.
Whoa.
Right? It's a good piece of Torah, no? Are you guys with me? I'm trying to have fun. So we're still good. Okay, we're ready? Let's do the Tosis. Little guy Tosis. What does little guy Tosis say? Haresha Abdu. Who wants to paraphrase what Tosis says for me? Mr. Rosenberg. Who's Mr. Rosenberg? Are you Mr. Rosenberg? Shelby. You're Mr. Rosenberg. Yeah.
Why do you say Mr. Rosenberg?
Because I just spaced out. Tell me what the little Tosa says.
I didn't quite understand it. I noticed that Chinese, like, Elijah said, Sha'avdu, maybe it means that you stole it.
What does Sha'avdu mean? What you lost it.
Yeah.
So Tosa says, Hu hadin nignivu.
It means that it was not lost.
Not only, Hu hadin means the same halacha is true. Not only if my animals are lost and I find them, do I assume that they are kosher because they were shechted by a good Orthodox Jew with a long beard? But who had din nignavu? The same would be true if my chickens were stolen. Right? Now that's a big chiddush, no? In other words, if my chickens are stolen and then I found them slaughtered, the most likely eventuality is that the person who slaughtered them also stole them, no? I had chickens. They were stolen. Now I see them slaughtered. Presumably, who was the shochet of these chickens?
The same guy.
The ganev was the shaychet.
A Russia.
A ganev. A bum. A paskunyak. A jerk. A student who goes to, I don't know, a different school, not Yeshiva University, and fill in the blank. Right? That's the type of person who shechted. Not a holy YU student. Right? Because you stole it. So if I steal, am I a kosher shaykhet? Zoktosis?
Yes,
you are! Is that a chiddush? I'm a ganiv, and I'm still a kosher shaykhet.
That's actually pretty true, though.
Now, why is it true? Metzumatosis is assuming that even though I will violate the law of Geneva, I'm not going to eat treif. I know this is true. How did I know this is true? I have a student. He was my student. He was in this year, in this room, actually, a few years ago, who's now in jail. So he told me that everyone else in jail is that he's there for other types of Averis. Also, very bad Averis he's there for. But everyone else in the jail, like, a lot of frum Jews in the jail, and they all look very, very super Orthodox, and they're all there for Geneva. But these people are machmen every heksher in the world. Pesach time, they're only going to eat, they're going to make the jail warden crazy about the type of hand shmurah matzah that they needed, no? So what does that mean? That means that even though I'm a ganav, I'm a bum, to be a ganav means that you're a bum. Okay, guys, if there's one thing that you learned this year, ganeva is?
Bad.
Oh. Let's do it. Repeat after me. Ganeva is bad. Right? Okay. Ganeva is bad. So the fact is, the opposite of the movie Wall Street. Greed is?
Good.
That's what it says in the movie Wall Street. But that is such a non-Jewish idea.
Who
huh?
says that?
The movie Wall Street. The whole Martin Gecko, that's it. The whole you saw in that movie is that greed is good. Huh? It's like the worst thing ever. Fine. The fact is that Tosfos is saying a chiddush that even though I steal, but I might steal because I have a taiva for extra money, but I'm only going to eat kosher. So even though I'm a stealer, even though I'm a ganav, still my shechita is kosher. That's the yesod of Tosfos. Frek the shacha kasha. The shach in Yoridei is simin beis se'if vav. It's the shach se'if cutting yudches. Shach has a kasha like this. There's a din in Yoridei. Let's say I am a mumar l'sha'ar averis. Let's say I'm a Jew who does... If I'm a Jew who does averis about eating treif, my shechita is no good, no? But let's say I'm a Jew who doesn't do averis of eating treif. Let's say I'm a mumar l'sha'ar averis. I do... I don't know. I'm not shomer negia. Am I a kasher shechit? I'm not shomer negia. So there are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch. One opinion is that you're a good shom. Your neshchita is kasher. Assuming I'm a Baal Aver and a Tei Avon, I'm not doing Averis because I want to, like, ki'ilu punch God in the nose. Right? I'm a woman of Tei Avon. I do Averis because I have a Taiva. No? Most people are not shomer negia. I think they are a mumar of Tei Avon. No? That's why people do it. So if you're not Shomer Negiya, you're a Kosher Shochet. First opinion of Shomer says yes. The Rambam says you're a Pasul Shochet. That's what the Rambam says. So Frek the Shach HaKasha. Frek the Shach HaKasha. 1 second. According to the Rambam, you're a Pasul Shochet. So what about our case? If the Gidoyim are stolen, and then I find them that they are Shachtin, I find that they are slaughtered, I assume it's Kosher. Why is it kosher? The Shach asks. Right? Aren't I a mumar l'tei avon? If I steal, that means I have a taiva for money. If I have a taiva for money, the shechita should be possible. That's the Shach's kasha.
I mean, that's a hard one.
So the Shach...
What about the other opinion?
So maybe you can play the opinion game, but the Shach points out that earlier in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Aleph, Se'if Dalid, we quote this din of Harisha Nignavu Gidayav, that the Shechita is a kosher Shechita. We quote our Gemara. And they don't quote that according to the Rambam, it's not going to be kosher. So the Shach is asking, 1 second, presumably according to the Rambam, Nignavu Gidayav is going to be kosher. Yet, I'm a mummer l'tei avon, so the shechita should be pasul. That's the shach stira. So shach develops a yisod that, like, when you learn hilcha shechita, you guys are probably never going to learn hilcha shechita, because even if you go for smicha here in yeshiva, we took hilcha shechita out of smicha a few years ago. But it used to be so much fun. Like, hilcha shechita was like the most fun part of smicha. It was like great. What?
It was weird. It was a key to why you found, like, dead birds on the ground outside of the library. It was really gross.
Again, a dead bird, if it's not shocked, then it's trick, right? It's in the veil.
Yeah, but, like, they just, like, left the town. They also were, like, in the room, like, sharpening their knives.
Okay. I don't know if it's good. I mean,
it's rough.
When I say shechita is good, it's not because of the blood. Shechita is good because the lumpness of shechita is very good. Again, so the shach has a yisod. The shach says, gentlemen, that if I am going to be pasul for an aveira because I'm a mummer, the Shach holds you have to do the Aveira a bunch of times. If I have a one-time lapse, I do an Aveira once, I'm not a mummer, says the Shach. Yesod of the Shach. He bases it on the Tosas on Daf Yudal and the Pool and a few places. The Shach says you only become a Mumar if you perpetually violate the Aveira. So this case of Hamesha Nignivu Bidayav, that my goats are stolen, right? This is not a guy who steals regularly. If the guy would steal regularly, he would be a Mumar and a Shchitim Puzzle. This is talking about a guy who one time, right, had a taiva to steal. That's why it's puzzle. That's what the Shach says. Okay, Shach has an answer. But you know what? Our Rebbe, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, had a better answer than the Shach. Ready? The Rav has a better answer for the Shach.
Could you go back 10 seconds to see what the Shach's answer was one more time?
Sure. The Shach has a kasha. If the Rambam paskins that the shechita of a mumar for sha'ar averos is puzzle, right? There are two opinions in Shulchan Aruch Siman Beis Sifa. The shechita of a mumar, let's say you have on this kasher a puzzle. The Rambam holds the shechita of a mumar is puzzle. If the Rambam holds the shechita of a mumar is puzzle, how come it says in Shulchan Aruch that when the gedoyim are stolen, that the assumption is that the shechita is going to be kasher? Our Gemara, Hamesha Avdu Gedayav, how come it's going to be kasher?
Right?
I'm a mumar l'teyavon. That's the Shach's kasha. So Shach answers, it's only possible if you're a mumar, if you perpetually violate the Aveira. But if you violate one time, it's not possible. But Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, who celebrated, I shouldn't say celebrated, that we commemorated his 20th yard site on Sunday, no? The Rav wants to say a chiddush. Ready? Does it say in the Gemara that the chickens are stolen, that it's going to be kosher? What does the Gemara say?
Avdu.
Tosos adds, Hu hadin nignivu. If I open the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, chapter 4, Perek Dalet of Shechita Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, only avdu. Wow. Zuck the Rav, that the Rambam holds, that what? That if I'm a mummer, my shechita is puzzle. And that's why the Rambam does not quote the Tosefta. Tosis is quoting the Tosefta, that who had the nignivu. The Rambam doesn't quote that Tosefta, because the Rambam holds that the shechita of a mummer, l'te avon, is pasul. Right, exactly. He would argue on Simon Aleph and Shulchan Aruch also. That's what the Rav is saying. Okay.
That's saying
that
Tosas is not
Lekuliyama. Exactly. Tosas is not Lekuliyama. That's it. Okay. There are. Now, if you look on the bottom of that Rambam, in Perek Dalet of Shechita Halacha Ches, the Mefarshim on the Rambam, the Radvaz, writes that even the Rambam only writes Avdu, but the Rambam meant Nignavu also. But Rav Soloveitchik, in his brisker style, completely rejects all the classical commentaries on the Rambam and feels that the Rambam only meant what the Rambam says. He only says Avdu, all he meant is Avdu. Fine. Let's go on. Let's try to do a little bit more. Reb Ami. Right, you have it? Almost up to the next Mishnah. You have it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines before the Mishnah. Reb Ami Ashtach Pargiot Shchutot Bein Tveria Letzipori. He found these boides that are slaughtered between Tveria and Tzipori. Also, the Kami de Reb Asi. Reb Ami comes to Reb Asi. Even though Tosas points out that even though Reb Ami and Reb Asi were friends, sometimes friends ask each other shilas. So Reb Ami comes to Reb Asi, right? The Amrila the Kami de Reb Yochanan, the Amrila be Midrasha, the Amrule, right? And they tell him Zil Shkol Nafshach, go and eat it, eat the chicken. You found the chicken, eat it. Says the Ravid. 1 second. is this case Rov Yisrael or Rov Nachrim? So the Ravid assumes that this case is Rov Yisrael, no? Why? Even though in the previous Gemara we said that it's a case of Rov Nachrim, but Rov Tabchi Yisrael, most of the Shochtim are Jews, says the Ravid, the fact that our Gemara doesn't say that would seem to indicate that the case is entirely Rov Yisrael. And based on this, the Ravid paskins halacha l'maisa that we follow Reb Shimon ben Elazar even by Rov Yisrael. The same thing that we said from the Rabbeinu Chananel at the beginning of Shir today. Rabbeinu Chananel proved it from the case of Shuki Derabbanan. The Ravid is proving it from the case of the Paragios that we follow Reb Shimon ben Elazar even by Rov Yisrael.
That's his party. I think if I read it correctly, his party is something that not.
Now, how come the Gemara doesn't say
that
it's Rov Akron, but Rov Shochtim or Yisrael? So the Ravid tells us that I could only say that when I'm talking about shechting animals. Because animals require like a professional slaughterer. Chickens, everybody apparently would check chickens in their own house. When they captured Osama bin Laden in his compound in Jalalabad over there, no? So they found that what was he doing all day? He was like shechting animals and watching videos of himself, basically.
No way.
He was like shechting animals left and right. That's what Osama used to do. Yeah. People shecht birds at home. In Jalalabad, your home, shech the bird, not a big deal. An animal requires more shechita. So based on this, the Ravid says that I pass in, like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, even by Rov Yisrael. The truth is, I don't know if I could do justice. I want to make two or three points about this Ravid, so maybe tomorrow, Mir Hashem, we'll make the points about this Ravid, and then we'll continue with the next Mishnah. Okay, guys, thank you for coming.